772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
You know, it's not enough for us just to change behaviors. You know, sometimes we try to add things to the old nature. I'm doing better. I don't sin as much. Well, we actually miss the point. We miss the point there. There's a place where you meet God. And it's not at a place of compromise. You know, when you got born again, whether you were desperate, whether you were hurting, whatever condition you came to the Lord to receive him, when you received him, you were all in. Amen. I said you were all in. If you are truly born again, you were all in. And that's where God met you. See, this half-hearted type of relationship or pursuit of God won't produce fruit. It's when, tell somebody, when you're all in.
You're all in.
But see, in order to be all in, we have to die to all. You know how that song says, the world behind me, the Christ before me, no turning back, no turning back. Tell somebody, stop looking back. You know, when we completely die to ourselves. See, we don't want to compromise something or just stop trying to do something. No, we want to kill it. Amen. Tell somebody, kill it.
Kill it.
You see, the only way that we can have the life, the Zoe life, the resurrection life, see, something that's resurrected has had to have died.
Amen.
Now, you can revive something that's not dead. You know, something that's not dead, you can revive it. You know how someone may get hurt and the first responders are there and they're not dead yet.
Amen.
And they bring them back. But something's dead. You got to revive it. You got to resurrect it.
Amen.
So we want resurrection life, which is the Zoe life.
Amen.
And so our responsibility, what we are responsible to, is to die to things. See, this is what has confounded the world. This is the wisdom of God that is foolishness to the world, but is wiser than men. This is the God we serve who is weaker than man. There's a weakness that is in God, but is stronger than man. Come on, tell somebody, you got to find this pathway. Sometimes when we are very gifted, it's difficult because we rely upon our gifts. And it's good to rely upon your gifts, but your gifts have to be relegated to death first and then resurrected. If we're going to truly be effective for God and on point with God and be where he is, tell somebody, you have to die to yourself. Die to your opinion. Amen. Die to your anger.
Amen.
Say amen, lights.
Amen.
Die to jealousy. Die to strife.
Amen.
Die to contention. Tell somebody, you can die.
Yeah.
When Lazarus died, now think about it a moment. Jesus heard, they came within the message, because he and Lazarus were close. He and old Laz, they were close. And the word came to Jesus, your friend Laz is sick. Jesus said, okay, cool. He waited 2 more days because Lazarus hadn't died yet. Y'all ain't hear me. See, sometimes God is waiting on you and you just been a praying. and believing and trusting, and ain't nothing clicked. It did this morning. It did in the service. Because he's waiting for something to die. Because he doesn't want just more of the other life. I'm doing better. Your better is not good enough. It's not the Zoe life. See, this is what frightens people, and this is what has confounded the world. They don't understand the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. And the wisdom of God is foolishness to the world. Because, you know, it's in the world only the strong survive. And here in the West, we are very consumer-oriented. Amen. You know, it's about consuming, marketing, you know, exchange, gain. But in the kingdom, it's different. Lazarus, Jesus knew he was sick 2 days before he died. And then he died. And then Jesus said, let us go see. For Lazarus sleeps. He said, but this is not unto death, but to the glory of God. His disciples said, well, it's good that Lazarus is sleeping. He said, no, Lazarus has died. He said, but this death is unto the glory of God. This next dimension that awaits you, the only way in is to die to yourself. And when I say self, not the good there's a part of you, I'm not talking about dying to your personality, becoming a zombie or religious folk. No, be who you are. But die to that other part that you know doesn't glorify God. Don't stroke it. Amen. Don't pet it. Don't try to hide it. Amen. Die to it. Amen. Look at somebody. Tell them, kill that sucker. Yes. Chop his head off. Amen. If your right eye offends you, pluck it out. Amen. I'm telling you, you know, where you've been has been miserable. God is saying, I'm taking you to another place, but you got to die first. When Jesus heard Lazarus was sick, he waited. That's his best friend in life, but he waited until he died. There's another level and another dimension of glory that's coming upon your life. Can you receive it? But it's going to come through death. Not physical death, but your giving up of your rights, your yieldedness to God in the face of adversity. When you're right, taking down as though you were wrong. When you could justify yourself, holding your peace and committing yourself to him that can justify you. Tell somebody there's something bigger involved here. God just don't want you to win a little skirmish. No, we're going to win the battle. Come on, we're going to win the war. We're going to defeat the enemy. Amen. We're going to establish and advance the kingdom. Lazarus had died. Tell somebody, Lazarus had died. But it was after his death that Jesus started going towards him. See, it's your death to yourself that draws Jesus towards you. Because, see, he can resurrect that which has died, not resuscitate. He got there and Martha ran out to him and said, Lord, had you come, Lazarus, my brother, would not have died. And Jesus was thinking, yeah, that's right. That's why I didn't come. I needed him to die. But she had some wisdom. She said, but I know that he'll be in the resurrection, that he'll live again. But then Jesus brought her up to snuff. You see, he showed up because he was resurrection. How many know he showed up here just a few minutes ago? He's still here. But he showed up with resurrection power. He was looking for stuff that was dead. He was looking for folks that had died to themselves to resurrect. I'm telling you, there's a new dimension. There's a new realm that you that have died have stepped over into. It's different from when you showed up here this morning. Help us, Holy Ghost. Remember what March was. 2020 month, 2017, March number 3, God said, add 3 to 17, I'm giving 2020 vision. Amen. Tell somebody, open your eyes and see. He said, Martha, I am the resurrection. Amen. Went to the tomb, people were weeping, mourning. Jesus looked And he looked up to the Father and said, Father, I thank you. He said, this prayer is not for me, but for them that are around me. And then with a loud voice, he said, Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. And you know the story. Lazarus came hopping out with his grave clothes on. And when he came out, the people, of course, they marveled. Martha had told him, he said, listen, wait a minute, Jesus. He been dead 4 days. You know he stinks, right? You know all the balms have worn off by now. And he, tell somebody there's another fragrance. Come on, come on. There's another fragrance in the air. Fragrance of Holy Spirit is in the air. He came hopping out. He said, unwrap him. And the others had to unwrap the grave clothes. But my point is this. Once he was resurrected, see, he was already a good friend. Tell somebody, Jesus is my friend. My good friend. My best friend. But after he died, in John, the Bible says where Jesus was, Lazarus was there. You see, Jesus was with his disciples when Lazarus died. He wasn't with him. But after his resurrection, everywhere you saw Jesus, you saw Lazarus. Everywhere you saw Jesus, you saw Lazarus. And when people heard about what happened to brother Lazarus, how he had been resurrected, people came to see him. But when they came to see him, because he was walking in resurrection life, he was always with Jesus. And so when they saw him, they saw Jesus and they believed on Jesus and their lives were changed. Tell somebody there's something bigger than you. See, God will resurrect you for other people. There's much land to be taken, many souls to be saved, and he needs people that are resurrected, not just restored. Resurrected. Those that have died. Do you understand? To themselves and are resurrected in Christ. Don't fear people. See, we're not here to persuade men. We're here to serve God. Somebody can be saying that your life is so boring that you're dying to self, you're dying to some wrong affections. And they can say, your life is boring and this, that. But don't worry. Give God 4 days. He'll wait till other people think your life stinks. God said, I'm about to raise them up and put the fragrance of my spirit on them so that the fragrance of the knowledge of me will be smelled by them, by people all around them. Everywhere they go, they'll smell a fragrance, and they'll be drawn to me. Amen. Everywhere you go, impacting everybody that you encounter with the Spirit of God. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Mm-hmm.